The Youth's Instructor, November 24, 1903. Lessons from the Life of Daniel, Number 15. The Youth's Instructor, November 24, 1903. Lessons from the Life of Daniel, Number 15. True Wisdom. The prophetic events related in Nebuchadnezzar's dream were of consequence to him, but the dream was taken from him in order that the wise men should not place upon it a false interpretation. The lessons taught by the dream were given by God for those who live in our day. The inability of the wise men to tell the dream is a representation of the limitations of the wise men of the present day, who, not having wisdom and discernment from the Most High, are unable to understand the prophecies. Although he may be learned in the world's lore, the man who is not listening to hear what the Lord says in his word, and who is not opening his heart to receive this word, that he may give it to others, is not a representative of the God of heaven. Not many great and learned men of the earth will gladly receive the truth unto eternal life, though to all of them the truth will be proclaimed. Young men and young women may obtain the highest earthly education, and yet may be ignorant of the first principles that would make them subjects of the kingdom of God. Human learning cannot qualify anyone for the heavenly kingdom. The subjects of Christ's kingdom are not made thus by forms and ceremonies, or by long study of books. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. The members of Christ's kingdom are members of his body, of which he himself is the head. They are the elect sons of God, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that they should show forth the praises of him who has called them out of darkness into his marvelous light. The Old and the New Testament scriptures need to be studied daily. The knowledge of God and the wisdom of God come to the student who is a constant learner of his ways and works. The Bible is to be our light, our educator. When the youth learn to believe that God sends the dew, the rain, and the sunshine from heaven, causing vegetation to flourish, when they realize that all blessings come from him, and that thanksgiving and praise are due to him, they will be led to acknowledge God in all their ways and discharge with fidelity their duties day by day. God will be in all their thoughts. Then they can trust him for tomorrow and avoid the anxious care that brings unhappiness into the lives of so many. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Many young men, in talking about science, are wise above that which is written. They seek to explain, by something that meets their finite comprehension, the ways and work of God. But it is all a miserable failure. True science and inspiration are in perfect harmony. False science is something independent of God. It is pretentious ignorance. One of the greatest evils that has attended the quest of knowledge, the investigation of science, is that those who engage in these researches too often lose sight of the divine character of pure and unadulterated religion. The worldly wise have attempted to explain, on scientific principles, the influence of the Spirit of God upon the heart. The least advance in this direction will lead the mind into the mazes of skepticism. The religion of the Bible is simply the mystery of godliness. No human mind can fully understand it, and it is utterly incomprehensible to the unregenerate heart. The youth will not become weak-minded or inefficient by consecrating themselves to the service of God. To many, education means a knowledge of books, but the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The youngest child who loves and fears God is greater in his sight than the most talented and learned man who neglects the matter of personal salvation. The youth who consecrate their hearts and lives to God are placing themselves in connection with the fountain of all wisdom and excellence. If the youth will but learn of the heavenly teacher, as Daniel did, they will know for themselves that the fear of the Lord is indeed the beginning of wisdom. Having thus laid a sure foundation, they may, like Daniel, turn every privilege and opportunity to the very best account, and may rise to any height in intellectual attainments. Consecrated to God, and having the protection of His grace and the quickening influence of His Holy Spirit, they will manifest deeper intellectual power than the mere worldling. To learn science through the interpretation that men have placed on it is to obtain a false education. To learn of God and of Jesus Christ, whom He has sent, is to learn the science of the Bible. The pure in heart see God in every providence, in every phase of true education. They recognize the first approach of the light that radiates from God's throne. Communications from heaven are made to those who will catch the first gleams of spiritual knowledge. The students in our schools are to regard the knowledge of God as above everything else. Only by searching the Scriptures can this knowledge be attained. The preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. The foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. But of Him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption, that, according as it is written, He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord.